Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from Pastor Jessica Roth.
So anyways, hi, how are you? We have to laugh a little, girls. You're so tight, wound up, jeez. Take a deep breath, it's okay, we can joke in church. You know, we're not just so stiff, okay? This is the Rock Church and World Outreach Center, and we're crazy. And we are a church of a whole bunch of exes, of a whole bunch of ex things that God has redeemed us, saved us, and restored us from. So I don't know about you, but I've had a really crazy week. Like, everybody in my world is sick, like peripheral, like around me. And then I'm like, my little house is so not sick. Thank you, Jesus. And then last night, dun, dun, dun. You know, I started feeling not good. So I go home and I'm like, I'm going to save my voice for tomorrow. I'll just live stream. I was so mad. I mean, I was the one like, let's do this. I was like so excited about this death to life event. And then I'm like, I should protect my voice for the next day. So I'm at home and I'm getting my son ready to go to bed. And he looks at me, he's like, night, mom. And he has two really pink eyes. And I'm like, why do you have pink eyes? How long have you had pink eyes? I don't know. Where have you been? Now, we call Titus the wanderer because he just wanders everywhere all the time. And Chloe's all, the wanderer got pink eyes. That means we got to clean the whole house. Like, it was just one of those moments like, oh, gosh. So anyways, we got pink eye, possibly bronchitis and some other things going on in our home. But in Jesus' name, we are going to preach today and we're going to get through this because no weapon formed against us will prosper. And listen, moms don't get to be sick, right? So if you see me coughing a little, just pray, say in the name of Jesus, and we're going to move right on. Okay? Can we do that together? All right. We're going to talk about a subject that I thought was very interesting because it had been on my heart for a long time. And then I heard Pastor Sue preached on friendship. Then Mom preached on friendship. And I was like, okay, that's odd because I was going to preach on unity. And so I just believe the Spirit of God just speaks things. He breathes things. He's putting something inside of us, girls. And, you know, we did the love cover series, we did the prayer series, and now we are, in a way, having a unity series, like a connecting series, a series that's building us up and linking our arms together. And I don't believe that's by chance. I know the Holy Spirit breathes something. I know that we hear His voice when we seek Him. And I know that God is asking us to take aside ourselves and get together. And, you know, we live in a world of I. We live in a world of like, this is how I have friends, you know? Do you know that? How many likes did I get on that picture? Or how many things did somebody comment about me on? Have you ever caught yourself and said, what am I doing? Who stinking cares? I was talking to my kids today and I'm like, what would you all do if like, you know, there was no technology? You would actually have to walk to a friend's house and talk to them. You would have to handwrite a note. And they're like, well, good thing our school teaches us how to write cursive still. And I'm like, yes, that is a good thing. But our society today is so different than when even my mom was growing up. It is moving along so fast and we can just so be disconnected from each other. We, in a way, we can say we're friends, but really are we? In a way, we can say we're together, but really are we? You know, when someone's sick, do you really care? Or are you just like, oh, I'll pray for you. Through text, not even give them a call. Because God forbid you call each other. You know, and hear each other's voice and hear the tones and what's going on. How many times have you through a text you've gotten mad? Ugh, what does she mean by that? She had to say it like that? You know, texts don't have tones. So maybe you're reading it wrong. And I think that God is saying, listen, would everybody stop for a second? And would you guys, as Christians, now are you daughters of the Most High God? Yes. Then we're called to new things. We're called to higher levels. We're called to greater capacity. And I believe God wants us as Christians, so this is going to be a message for the body of Christ today. Because unity is for the body of Christ. I can't expect from the world and from sinners what I can't expect from Pastor Michelle. Pastor Michelle is my friend, but she's also a pastor, and I expect her to go, well, hey, that's not right. You know, you said that, and you need to fix that. There's an accountability amongst us. There's a unity amongst us. If something's going on with my friend here, and she tells me, hey, I need some help, I'm there. Listen, that's what God wants. But if you got an unsaved person in your life and you're expecting them to act like a Christian, you're foolish. They don't walk in the same lane you do. You walk in a path of righteousness, of holiness, of love, of prayer, of strength. They're walking down a path of sin, old nature. They only know what they've been raised in. They don't have a new thinking, a new way, a pattern of life. This is why God says to us, do not be unequally yoked. There was a business. When I was young, my first job, I won't say what it is because you'll know exactly right away. And there were two owners. One was a Christian and one was a Mormon. And they got together and they started this business. But they both came to my dad for some advice on some things. And my dad, the first thing he said to the Christian was, what are you doing? You are unequally yoked in your business. You are in business with a Mormon, an ungodly person who says they're godly, but they're not. And the Christian was like, do you know what happened to that business? Failed. That business failed. They lost their shirt. They didn't make any money. You see, this works in business. This works in marriage. This works in relationships. If you're with a bad relationship that's unhealthy right now, girlfriend, you need to run if he's unsaved. You say, oh, but I've got all these ties. Yeah, soul ties. You need to break those. You see, God wants us to get ourselves on track into unity. And when we walk in love and we're in unity with each other, then the power of God, it creates a platform for the power of God to begin to move through us, in us, and around us. Sometimes we wonder why, you know, we're not hearing the voice of God. Oh, I just haven't really got anything from you, God. Check your heart. Where are you at with your brother and your sister? Did you talk against them this week? Did you wonder about them? Something happened the other day and I had to just keep checking my heart. Lord, am I being judgmental? Lord, what is this about? Lord, what do you think on this? And I just had to have these conversations with God about things because I want to make sure that I'm right before the Lord. And it was another brother or sister that I just didn't understand what they were doing. And the Lord had to just walk me through it and take me through, try not to be judgmental. You don't know what their call is. You don't know what I've asked them to do. You don't know what lane they're running in. And then when we remember that we are all here as a body doing what God's asked us to do, we are so powerful together. We are so a force to be reckoned with. The enemy looks from hell and they shudder. Like, oh my goodness, they've connected. Oh my goodness, they can take down the world now. Oh my goodness, their prayers are going to change the atmosphere. Oh my goodness, their families are going to know who Jesus is now. This is not good. They're getting more people on their side. And you see, unity is the breath of God. That is what God wanted. And so I think it's just pretty amazing that he linked us up to talk about unity at the end of all of these three series because he just knows how to connect things beautifully. And so I have a cute little video for you guys, and I thought that we would start off just in a cutesy way. So check out the screens. See, we're better together than we are apart. We need each other, girls. You need a girlfriend, you need a friend, and I know that life is hard. I know people have hurt us, they've said things, you've lost trust, you've lost confidence in people, you have put up your walls to protect yourself, and I believe God is saying, I need you to start chiseling down that wall of distrust. I need you to start chiseling down that wall of uncertainty and allow me to fill that space. So when people do say things that are dumb, because they're going to, we're all human. We all say stupid things. Do you notice that? I mean, that's why you can't point at anybody. You got four fingers pointing back at you, right? That's why you point like this. Just kidding. Just kidding. I always do that to Dan. I learned that from Robin. But honestly, on a real note, we always can look at somebody else and we could be judgmental of them, which we've already talked about judgmentalism. So go back and get that. But I believe that God is saying, instead of the judgmentalism, let's walk in love with each other. But we can't walk in love with someone until we know who we are in Christ. And so let's just read about who we are in Christ. I would like you to turn with me to 1 Peter 2:9. And it says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation." I'm going to stop there. Chosen, royal, and holy. If you could just remember those words when you're feeling broken, busted, disgusted, very alone in your world, like you have no one to talk to, remember, wait a second, I'm a chosen daughter of God. I'm a royal daughter of the Most High God. I'm holy. I may not always be holy, but I am holy because he's holy and he lives within me. You see, you're gonna have to stir yourselves up. You're going to have to bring yourself back to who, what your position is in Christ in order to be able to be linked up with the body of Christ. Because when you are strong and confident, you can gain much territory. And it says that you are a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. I don't know about you, but I am so glad I am not living in darkness anymore. I see sin, I taste it, I get a glimpse of it, and I'm like, ugh, no thank you. I have been there, I have burned by the fire of hell, and I do not want to ever touch that again. Do you know what I'm talking about? So he has saved us, he has redeemed us into his marvelous light, who once were not people. We had nothing to connect to. We weren't a part of anything. We were alone. We were abandoned. And then we met God. Then we asked Jesus to come into our hearts and be the Lord and Savior of our lives. And then it says that we were not people, but now we are the people of God. You see, we are now, this is who we are. And sometimes you're feeling like, I don't feel like that, Pastor. Just I look in the mirror like Bess said and said, this is just a hot mess. Like, what's going on here? And you know what God says? I don't care, I love you. Come on. You know, okay, so yeah, you didn't do good last week. Okay, your mouth, you ran your mouth again. Do you ever like say something and you're like, dang it, why did I say that? Listen, everybody feels that way. But it's how you move past it that God is watching. It's the heart behind it that God says, do you even notice you did it? Do you even notice that there was something there? Because I've called you into great things and I need you to act as if that is you. We were people who had not obtained mercy, but now we have obtained mercy. You see, daughter of the Most High God, that's who you are. You are chosen, you are royal, you are holy. You are appointed and you are anointed to do life well. And maybe the people around you are not filling you up with the word of God, but guess what? That's why you come to Girlfriends. That's why you come to, Women Rock AM. But you meet girlfriends and you link arms and you say, hey, can you pray for me? Because I'm having a hard time right now. And you know, hey, how did you get through this? I was going through this week. Did anybody go through this? We were at the tables last week and Cheyenne was telling me about this young mom who was just incredibly exhausted. Let me just say to you, baby girl, if you're in this room, it will pass. Yes. It is not a fun season. In fact, if you're a new mom, you never get it back. So nobody tells you that. They just say, get as much sleep before the baby comes, whatever that means, because you have no idea what that meant. I cried for 3 months wondering what is wrong with my child and I don't sleep anymore. I mean, I was delirious. I never did my hair. I don't even know what makeup was for 6 months. So just, I promise, this too shall pass. But another mom across the table encouraged her and was able to link up with her and she was able to take a deep breath and go, okay, I'm not alone in this. Sometimes people just need to know they're not alone in it. Sometimes you need to feel like, I'm not the only one that has experienced this because I'm feeling like I'm so alone. How do we do this? So for royalty, and if we're wonderful, how do we work together as daughters? In Ephesians 4:16, it says, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I remember Pastor Michelle talking about this and how, you know, in Frankenstein, they take different parts of Frankenstein's body, put them together, shocked him, and he came alive and became this crazy monster. Didn't work, right? It was horrible. It was scary. But the only thing that does work is when the body of Christ brings our gifts and our talents together. And when we link up and we say, oh, you don't have that gifting, but I do. So let me get you in that area. You get me in the other area. You know, you see Pastor Luke and Dan. They're completely opposite. I am in the middle, okay? So just pray for me. And so they're totally different personalities. And Dan will say one thing and Luke will say the opposite. And I'm going, oh Lord, how in the name of Jesus is this going to work? Like, and do you know what happens? They go, well, you know, that's a good idea. Like, I see what you're saying there. And then it begins to build. It begins to see things in a new way. It's not that it's always going to be easy to be around the body of Christ. It's not. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say, oh, you're just going to get along with every girl you come across. No, it's not going to happen, okay? But when you take their gifts and their talents and you take their gifts and their talents and their gifts and their talents, all of a sudden, you're looking up to what? Jesus. And all together, if we're looking up, linked together, we can do anything together. Because God placed those things inside of us. God gave you those gifts for a reason, so that the unity in the body of Christ can be a beautiful witness of the testimony of Jesus Christ. And that is the purpose of it, okay? So how do I walk in unity then, Pastor Jess? Well, it's actually not easy. Number one, you're going to lay aside your offenses and your strife. Ooh. Oh my goodness. Okay, my husband is so funny. When he found out I was talking about this, he just started sending me all these crazy quotes. And he had a really funny one I want to read to you guys, okay? So it says, unity is a great thing. Lucy threatens Linus with a fist and says, these five fingers individually, they're nothing. But when I curl them together like this, it's a single unit that forms a weapon that is terrible to behold. Linus gives in quickly and then says to his fingers, why can't you organize like that? That is the wrong way to bring unity to somebody. That is not what God is saying, to fist it out and knock them out. No! God is saying that it is going to be a constant battle, baby girl. You're going to be in yourself. You know, I've heard it said, oh, you're all up in your feelings. You're going to be in your feelings. And you're going to have to check yourself constantly. What is going on in my heart right now towards that person? What is this feeling of, ugh, that I'm feeling? Is it them or is it actually me? And then question yourself this. There was something that was going on in my life a while back. And when I talked to my husband, he said, you're not coming up against that person, Jess. Like, this is not them. This is a divisive spirit, and you have to cast it out. And I was like, ooh. So I got alone, and I was like, I just cast out any divisive spirit that's trying to cause division right now. In the name of Jesus, there will be peace in these relationships because these are God-ordained relationships. And I had to fight for those relationships. I had to fight for just to be able to do life in a smooth way. Because you know what happens? That spirit of division gets in and it'll taint your thoughts. It'll taint your heart. It'll twist things just a certain way, just even a little cockeye a little bit. And you're like, ugh. I don't know how I feel about that. You know, what does God say? God says to forgive quickly. God says to not keep a record of wrong. God says to pray for our enemies. But so many times we forget all those scriptures, right? Because first we're going to blow our top. And then we're going to come back to those scriptures after we feel bad about it. And see, it's going to be this constant heart check for yourself. Like, you're going to go there. You're going to get upset. You're going to get offended. But listen to me, we have to purposely put in our hearts, I am not going to stay in offense with my brother or my sister. I am not going to go there. I am going to choose to walk in love, because what love covers. We've talked about this for weeks, girls. I am going to choose to pray for them, because it may not be easy for me right now. But when I pray for them, I can't hate them. When I pray for them, I can't keep my ought towards them. When I pray for them, I have to begin to allow the Holy Spirit to manifest his true love and his true peace and his true trust through me to be able to build that relationship. You see, strife is gonna come. Offenses are going to be in our face on a daily basis. But we have to check ourselves and we have to know what it is God wants for us. Proverbs 18:19 says, a brother offended is harder to be won over than a strong city. And their contentions separate them like the bars of a castle. You cannot get into a castle when the doors are shut. And you know, have you ever had that person in your life? You're like, can we talk? No. Fine. You know, and then you gotta wait like years until they're like cool enough to finally talk to you, you know, and then they don't even remember what happened. And you're like, really? Like, we're never gonna fix this. I don't know about you, but on the person's like, can we fix it? So, you know, that is where God is saying, don't do that. Being around a person like that's hard. 2 Timothy, remind the people of these facts. I love this. And solemnly charge them in the presence of God to avoid petty controversy over words, which is not good, and it upsets and undermines and ruins the faith of those who listen. Listen, careful what you're saying about your brother and your sister when you're mad, when you're in ought, when you're frustrated, when you're offended. Choose to speak life over that situation. It's going to be a mind switch for us girls in order to stay in unity. It's going to be I can't act like that and then expect them to act a certain way. I've got to change too. I've got to act like a godly woman. Remember we talked to, we have to be that royal woman. We have to walk in dignity like God has called us to. Okay, so we have to combat those things. We have to forgive quickly. We have to choose love. We have to do what God has asked us to do. Number two, you ready? We are not called to do this journey alone. So stop isolating yourself. When you literally are alone, the enemy can wreak havoc on you in any way, shape, or form he wants. Because there's no one there to combat him on your defense. He can get in your head. He can put those evil thoughts in your mind. He can mess with you. You get on the internet and all of a sudden you see something and you're just riled up about it, whether it's politics or whether it's the transgender bathroom thing or whatever it is. And you're just gonna go off and you have to just go and cuss about it for everyone to see. And you know, honestly, I just kind of go, really? I mean, are we royal? Are we holy? Is this not God's battle? God has got our back. Yes, I think we have to stand up for righteousness, absolutely 100%. But we could do it classy. Yes. And we can be holy in it. And we can do it in a way where the Holy Spirit and the world pays attention to us because we're together doing it. Because we're in unity. And we're not. You know, you read the comments and people are backbiting each other. And one Christian saying something about another Christian. And it's just like, oh gosh, Christians, stop. This is what the world is looking at and going, why do I want to be a part of that? It's a horrible witness. And God is saying, listen, stop doing these journeys alone. You isolate yourself. You get yourselves in these worlds that you're not supposed to be in. If you would get off of those worlds and get into the house of God and you volunteer and you get into a connect group and you begin to pour yourself out for God, guess what happens? God pours himself out on you. God releases blessing. God releases those prayers you've been waiting to be answered. God begins to move on your behalf because you're in unity. And remember what we said, it's a platform for God's miracles to happen. Because it's what God is waiting for us to be connected to each other. Ecclesiastes 4:12, the New King James, it says, though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a 3-4 cord is not quickly broken. I need two volunteers. Can I get two volunteers up here? Come on, hurry, hurry. Chop, chop, chop. Two. There you go. I have one volunteer, really. You're not being in unity right now. No cooperation. Thank you, Marlo. Come on up here. Marlo, you're gonna be the representative of righteousness. What's your name?
Tanya,
you're gonna be the sinner. But I'm sure you are righteous, okay? But, okay, so go on that side. Can I have you come over here? Tanya, you come over here. You come over here. And then I need four more girls. Just four more girls. Come on. Run down. That's what I'm talking about. You go, girls. Whatever, all of you come and stand on this side. You come over here, too. Now, Marlo and Tanya, right? Tanya. Okay, start pulling on each other. You've got the tug of war of life. You've got sin and you've got righteousness. You've got the devil saying, oh, come on, baby girl, over to my side. And you got Marlo saying, oh, no, I'm not going to fall into the ways of the world. Stop for a second. Just loosen it a bit. Don't pull on each other. Okay. Now, this is what's going to happen. Marlo notices she has pressure coming at her. Marlo notices she's been doing this alone. And she starts ringing up some girlfriends, Christian girlfriends. And she starts going to church and getting edified in her connect groups. And she starts hearing the messages and talking about it while she's picking her kids up at the children's ministry with the other people in line. And so, girls, why don't you just come and grab a rope on this side and help her? Help her out. And so then, Marlo, now go ahead and play your tug of war. Yep. Instead of Marlo losing, sin lost. Because we were better together. Thank you, ladies. You guys rock. You guys rock. You guys are awesome. When we get together, we can wipe sin out. When we get together, we can... Now, sin could have pulled Marlo on its side, right? No. But in unity, she sees that there's a weakness in her and she needs some help. She calls her back up. Don't do life alone. You guys need each other. Get connected with each other. That's why we provide that for you. In Psalms 133:1, it says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Number three, I'm going to whiz through this one so you guys can get your groups. Stay as one. You know, you are not in your own. You are not island to yourself. We are the body of Christ together as one. I heard it said that when you tune hundreds of pianos to the same exact tunes, that if you play them all, they'll all play to the same tune. When you bring Christians into the house of God and we're all singing Your Good, Good Father together, what is our one tune we're singing to? Jesus, right? Because we are all connected, singing to the one and the reason why we do what we do. He's our source. And when we stay together, there's power in that. John 17:21, it says, and they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you. It's Jesus talking to the Father and saying, you and me and I in you. They're one, right? Check this out. That they also may be one in us. I love that. We get to be a part of such a beautiful Trinity. That the world may believe that you sent me. Listen to me. When we link up together and we don't bite and devour each other, when we work together as one unit, it's such an incredible testimony of Jesus. When we're biting and devouring each other, we don't look any different than the world. But when we link up and we get behind the other Christian, the other church that maybe we don't understand what they're doing, but you know what? It's a non-essential to my faith. It doesn't matter. We all believe in Jesus, that he died on the cross, that he saved us. Now, how you get there, whatever, but at least we love each other and we're on the same road together. I'm going to back you up, girlfriend. I'm going to pray for you. When I hear that somebody's coming against another pastor, I instantly, from another church, start praying for them because I know that attack has to be hard. I know those attacks have to be painful and deep. It's not because, well, I'm from the rock and I can't be praying for somebody else. Heck no. That's why we pray for the churches around us. Because you know what? We can't see the Inland Empire saved by ourselves, girls. We have to do this as a team. And I am beyond the Inland Empire now. I want to see the world saved. And I want the Rock Church to be a part of that. And I believe when we get together, amen, when we get together, that it's what God wants. That's the heart of God, is for us to link ourselves together. Ephesians 2:14 says, for he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. You see, we can be connected to Jesus. Break down those walls of separation that you have with your brothers and sisters. Begin to work as one body, flowing together, doing what it is you need to do. You know, if my hand didn't do what it needed to do, it wouldn't work, right? My body would be hurting. I would be limping, right now there's something going on in here. And I'm like, in the name of Jesus, you're going to line up according to what the word of God says. And the word of God says, I am healed by the stripes on the cross. You know, you get a report of cancer. Are you going to just claim it? Oh, that's mine. Yeah, I have cancer. No, that's not mine. Because this body is healed and whole and restored. God created it. He formed it. He knows what needs to come in it and through it for it to be healed. Every cell will line up to what God says. It will be healed. You just start speaking faith, girls. And get your girlfriends on board with you. You should not be doing this fight alone. We need each other. We're better together than we are apart. That's why I want you to get into some connect groups. I want you to meet each other. Do you guys know what a murmuration is? A murmuration is a whole bunch of birds that fly together. They seem like they are all connected, but they're not. They twist and they turn and they change direction in a moment's notice. How do hundreds of, or even thousands of birds coordinate such a simple movement of flight? Please direct your attention to the screens.
Right. Right, let's get to that island then.
I can see an animal.
Where?
I can see three. I can see something flying low. I reckon it's like a coot or something. And two swans.
Look up!
Oh, wow.
They're over there. Oh, look at those amazing shapes.
If the body of Christ could get together, what kind of beautiful things could we create? What kind of things would get done? If we linked up in prayer, what kind of gates of hell would be broken down? What kind of presence of God would we feel in our services? When you come to church, do you pray for the presence of God before you get here? Some of you do, and some of you are like, I never thought about doing that. Start doing it. Maybe God is asking us to get outside of ourselves and begin to link up with each other. And that's a really weird thing to ask in our society today because it's a very isolated society. It's a very generic friendship. It's a very fake world. But God says, I didn't create you to be alone. I created you for each other. You're better together than you are apart. In Leviticus, it says, you chase your enemies, and they shall fall by your sword before you. 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 shall be put to 10,000, and 100 will put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies will be falling by your sword. Listen to me. I could put so many. I can fight so many battles on my own. But when I can get a team of women together to pray for something, I believe that we can see the gates of hell crushed. I believe that depression won't stay in the women's ministry, that women will walk into our meetings and get free from depression. I believe in the name of Jesus that cancer won't even be able to stay because that spirit of infirmity, that spirit of sickness won't be able to stay. I believe that when we walk into the room and into the presence and into the throne room of God, because we've had a company of women praying and believing for the impossible, that we will see that. I've been connected to a girl who goes into the strip clubs And she goes back to the girls in the back and she gives them gifts and tells them about Jesus. You say, oh, she must be an ex-stripper. No, guess what? She's a goody-goody. And she's never actually done anything wrong in her whole life. And she's like, I'm the most unqualified person for this. And she called me this week. She said, Pastor Jess, I have a girl who wants to leave, but it's very dangerous for her. And she's scared for her life and she has nowhere to live. She doesn't know what she's gonna do. And I need some Bibles and I need a room. Do you know what happened? The women's ministry rallied behind her. We got her all the Bibles she needed to go put into those, to go bring to the strip clubs. And we found her a place that she could rent on a low income. And we invited her cute little two-sheet to church. And so she's sitting next to you with no clothes on. You just love on her. Because that's where I want her to be. I want her to be here. I want her to know her value. And you see, I believe that God wants us to pray for those girls that are lost and broken. I believe God wants us to pray for our city. Do you know the murder rate is crazy right now? We just had James Ramos sitting with me in the back room, and he's telling me the murder capita in San Bernardino this year is bizarre, and it has to change. And he said, finally, this is good news, just so you all know, San Bernardino Council is finally on the same page with each other, and they're getting along, which has been years. They've never gotten along. And so there's like a whole new team of people, and they've created a new environment. So I believe there's time for change now. But I believe the Rock Church is going to be a part of that. You say, that seems too big for me, Pastor Jess. Listen, prayer's not too big. Can you stop for one moment of your day and pray for our city? Can you stop for one moment of your day and pray for those girls in strip clubs? Can you stop for one moment of your day and pray for those kids that have no food to drink, no parents to take care of them? Can you stop for one moment of your day and ask God to rescue a girl from being molested and raped in the midst of somewhere across the world, something's happening to a young lady somewhere? Can you pray for one moment of your day and ask for God to deliver people from a lifestyle that is bringing them to hell? Can you do that? Then I want you to do this. Everybody pull your phones out. This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna set our alarms at 12 o'clock. Can you do this? Now listen, while you're in church on Sunday and it goes off, Pastor Dan's gonna be like, seriously, what is going on around here? No, he knows, and he actually likes that I have it on my phone because he's like, are we praying right now? So go to your alarm. Do you guys know where the alarm is? Who does not know where your alarm is? Because we will help you. Her friend next to her is going to help her out, right? Do you both not know where the alarm is? Can someone behind them help them out in front of them? Okay. Set your alarm to 12 o'clock. Noon. P.M. And your alarm is going to go off. Now, if it's on silent and you're at work or whatever, you can just turn it down. It won't go off in front of everybody, but it will buzz. Okay? And set that and just keep it on. I just always have this little alarm up on my phone. It's going to go off at 12 o'clock today, okay? And at 12 o'clock, I want you to pray. It doesn't have to be a long prayer. It doesn't have to be like, oh, dear holy God, and you have to get alone and put a veil over your head. No. I literally am like in the middle of, sometimes I'll go in the bathroom and I'm like, well, in Jesus' name, Lord, do what you got to do, girlfriend, because if all of us are praying, I believe it won't matter. Hell's gonna shudder. Now, I went to a conference and they did this, and there's a hashtag called Midday Baby Midday. So if you want a hashtag that you've prayed at 12 o'clock, you can hashtag Midday Baby Midday. But listen, this is bigger than just what that church is doing. I want us to pray for what's happening in our world. Yeah. Pray for Barron. He's in 139 countries. We need to pray for Korea. We need to pray for China. We need to pray for things beyond our borders, girls. Let's think bigger. Can we do that together as a woman, as a unity, as a body of Christ? Can we come together and link arms and pray heaven down? Listen, if you have a prayer request, I want you to post it on Women Rock, okay? Facebook, Women Rock. And I want you to put it out there. And then at 12 o'clock, if you go on Women Rock, you will know what to pray for. And pick one. Don't have to pray for them all. But don't pray for the same one every day. Go back and pick up somebody else's, okay? And let's pray for each other. Can we do that? Yes. All right, I just believe this is gonna be this is gonna be like heaven. We're gonna be like those birds. It's gonna be like a beautiful ballet of prayers and bombarding heaven and angels just being totally, okay, go, 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 take care of this, take care of this, go take care of this. And I just believe we are gonna activate heaven when we come in unity and we're gonna see a beautiful presence of God. So if you got something from today, give someone a high five and say, I'm so glad I'm at Women Rock.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.